Good evening and welcome to another edition of Behind the Mask. I'm your host, Ed English. Tonight we're doing our annual 2012 summer movie preview episode. With me tonight, as who has been with me the last several times, my wife and cohort and movie-watching companion, Sheila English.
Hello.
And my friend, Chad O'Rourke.
Hey, hey.
So, obviously, we're on the brink. You know, I guess I don't understand why summer movies start in May, but it seems like Derby weekend is always the big opening weekend for the blockbusters, and then it kind of goes through Labor Day. But, you know, we're on the verge right now, tonight. Everybody's gathering, I'm sure, starting in lines for the big Avengers premiere, the anxiously awaited film and kickoff to the summer blockbuster season. I must admit, I am as anxious as the next person to see all of those heroes in one film. And apparently, there's already been dishing on Captain America 2 and Thor 2. So that will be interesting.
Good news.
That is good news. So definitely, I think, you know, this is a great way to kick off the summer season. You know, I just like, you know, I'm looking forward to it simply because I like comic movies. And it's one of those, you know, it's even doubly better because it's, you know, seven characters from Marvel teaming up to, you know, save the world. So, Sheila, what are you looking forward to most about the Avengers?
Well, you know, you can't have Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man all in the same movie without a little excitement from the girls, let me just say, going in, that, yeah, I'm really interested in, I guess I'm most interested in finding out how in the world you're going to get such huge characters, you know, to share screen time. And I think it's really hard to pull something off like that. You know, I think the Expendables did it. I enjoyed that. They had a lot of stars for that. But this is like, you know, I have a hard time choosing between, you know, Iron Man and Thor and Captain America. I love them all. So, you know, I'm just excited to spend a little bit more, you know, time with the really hot hero guys.
All righty then. Chad, what are you looking forward to most about the Avengers?
I want my Hulk back.
Yeah, I wish they would have been able to get Edward Norton, but Lou Ferrigno is the voice of the Hulk, so that at least is consistent for us. Now, in a few weeks, I have to at least mention this because we've always talked about the Transformers movies, and this is another Hasbro venture that's been touted. Battleship's coming out on May 18th. It looks to be, you know, all the Decepticons fight the Navy to me.
I'm with you.
But, you know, it's got Taylor Kitsch, who was Gambit in Wolverine, and who was also John Carter, for any of you that saw that movie earlier this year. So, I mean, they've got some talent in there. Liam Neeson's in there. I don't remember his first name. Skarsgård, the fellow who plays Eric in True Blood. So I know that, again, more eye candy for the ladies. But I believe Rihanna is starring in that movie as well.
Right.
It's her film debut. I'm going to go see it just because I'm a movie nut, and, you know, that looks to be the best thing coming out that weekend. But I'm not holding out high hopes for it. Sheila, what do you think?
Well, you know, Chad said something earlier about, hey, they came up with some, you know, plausible storyline for a board game. And I guess I hadn't really thought about that. I guess, you know, give them kudos for that. I'm going for the sole purpose to see if anybody says, hey, you sunk my battleship. That's it. If it's not there, it'll automatically get an F from me. I'm just saying that. I don't care how much eye candy they put in there. I have expectations.
So, Chad, I know you are a big proponent of wait for the DVD if it's not, you know, up to your standards. Is this one you think you'll pay to see in the theaters, or will you wait for the DVD or Blu-ray?
I gotta be really bored to drop $10 on that movie. But you know, when they come out with Monopoly and all that stuff down the road, maybe I'll go see those. But I'm not sure about Battleship.
All right. Well, the following weekend, May 25th, and while it's, I guess it was a movie before it was a comic book, so it is still, you know, entrenched in the comic sci-fi realm. Men in Black 3 comes out May 25th, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this. I'll probably see it more than once, I imagine. You know, I loved the first two. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones just have a great, you know, rapport, the way they work off each other, and Tommy Lee Jones is an awesome straight man. But to see Josh Brolin in the trailer do a spot on Tommy Lee Jones was just the clincher, I think. You know, I'm not sure about the story. It looks like the tech is there, but just seeing Josh Brolin channel Tommy Lee Jones does it for me. What about you, Sheila?
Oh, that's, I mean, right there, that's worth the price of admission, because I saw that trailer too, and he was dead on, like you said, and that was funny all by itself. And I'm a Will Smith fan. I mean, you know, if he's in it, I'll give it a try. I love, you know, the other Men in Black movies, so I'm there with you. You know, I'll be right there sharing the popcorn.
Chad, where do you weigh in on this one?
I'm not a huge Men in Black fan. I loved the first one. And kind of on the second one, trailer doesn't really do much for me on this guy, but I may be forced into it anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, I'll see it. I don't know if I'll theater see it, but.
Okay. And then June 1st, the first releases in June, and I'll use this as a loose tie-in because it's based on a Grimm's fairy tale, which is in a book, Snow White and the Huntsman coming out, I guess. Basically, take away Thor's hammer and godlike abilities and give him an axe, and you got Chris Hemsworth as the huntsman with Kristen Stewart as a Joan of Arc-esque battling Snow White with Charlize Theron as the Wicked Queen, which from the trailer looks pretty good. I think she does a pretty good job as the Wicked Queen. So I'm looking forward to that one. Sheila, I'm guessing you'll see this just because it's Chris Hemsworth.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much a given. But
I don't know if he goes shirtless in this like he did in Thor.
But a girl can hold out hope. That's all I'm saying. I thought they did a great job with the trailer. You know, it's not just your typical Snow White story. There's the effects look pretty amazing. I think the actors are great. I really am looking forward to this.
Okay. Chad, you're the, you know, eternal pessimist, and I don't know if you've got how you feel about Kristen Stewart having not been a Twilight fan. Where do you weigh in on this one?
I didn't even know who Kristen Stewart was until you just said Twilight, so now that makes sense. I'm in just as Charlize Theron, but don't tell my wife. I'm going to let her think she's dragging me to it.
All righty. Now, here's a big one that's got, I won't call it controversy, but I guess it's somewhat like a debate or controversy. June 8th is the new Ridley Scott film, Prometheus. Now, he claims this is not an Alien prequel, but everything about the trailer screams Alien prequel. I mean, you've got the foreign creature that invades the human body and reproduces that way. You've got the robotic android simulated life form I guess that could be a throwback to Blade Runner more so than Alien. I don't know, but there've been a lot of good promo for this movie. So even as much as Ridley Scott claims it's not an Alien prequel, I'm gonna go see it simply because of the promo that they've done. They did a TED Talk. Chad linked to me. Basically, Guy Pearce is in 2013 doing a TED Talk about simulated life forms, or 2023, sorry. And then there's another one with Michael Fassbender, who we know from X-Men First Class as Magneto.
That's what he was. I was wondering where I knew him from, but he blew me away in that one video that I had linked to, where he's David or whatever.
Yeah, he plays the first android life form that Wayland Industries creates, and his name is David. And they did this promo video of just him. It's kind of like a commercial you might have seen in 2023 about why he's so great, why the androids are so great. Sheila, have you seen much about this one?
You know, I've kind of eavesdropped, you know, here and there. I have watched the trailer, and I definitely want to see it. I mean, I like sci-fi, so I was there at the get-go. I think this really does look, you know, a lot like the Alien movies, and it's like, you know, is Ridley Scott just, you know, waiting to drop the bomb on us, and we're going to realize that once we get in and see the movie? Or, you know, was he just not able to secure the rights to actually use the Alien storyline? I don't know, but it does look, it's very reminiscent of Alien.
I mean, Chad, I know I showed you that trailer last night, and you linked me to some of the other stuff that you'd seen. You were kind of on the fence or really kind of blab about this movie before you saw the trailer.
Yeah, the funny part is I hadn't seen the trailer until we talked the other night, and then when you showed me the trailer, I recognized that guy from that David video. I was like, oh, okay. So I put it all together, and I was like, yeah, I was totally into the David video. Then I finally went and saw the trailer, and I was like, yeah, I'm totally seeing this. I mean,
yeah,
if you look at the surrounding weekends, there's nothing on for a month surrounding it, really. So, I mean, I'll see that one.
Yeah, I mean, unless you count Madagascar 3, and we've got kids, so.
No, right. Yeah.
So, but you're right. For a couple weeks after that, there's not much. June 22nd, and this is related to a book, not necessarily a comic book, but Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is based on a book that was put out by the same folks that did Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and Sense and Sensibility on Sea Monsters, and I think they've got a couple other titles under their belts. But this is a movie adaptation of that book. I think they've done a good job as far as the books go, taking classic literature and reworking it with some sci-fi elements. I've not seen anything except the fact that this movie exists, but yet I want to see it simply because it's Abe Lincoln, stovepipe hat. I don't know if he's got an axe or what, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Sheila, I think you were actually the one who introduced me to the fact that it was coming out. What do you think?
Well, I love all those, you know, the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and the Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, and, you know, if you haven't seen the book trailer for either of those, I strongly recommend it. They're hilarious. And when I found out Tim Burton is going to be behind, you know, the movie, it was, oh, count me in, please. Come on, you guys. Abraham Lincoln. He's a vampire hunter. You know you want to see this.
So, Chad, do you want to see it?
Nope, done with vampires. Been done with vampires for the last 5 years.
Now, this one is totally, completely unrelated to anything about comic books or books at all, but it's an animated movie. It's Pixar's next release. Same weekend, it's Brave. I'm really looking forward to it. I really love the trailer. I think the voice talent that they've got, and the whole storyline about a girl who's bucking the social norms to try to, you know, make a way for herself. And, of course, then there's always the element of, you know, is there this monster? Is it a bear? Is it a wolf? Can she defend herself? That kind of thing. I'm really looking forward to seeing Brave. What about you, Sheila?
Well, you know, of course, you know, any Pixar movie, count me in. Whether or not, you know, we bring the kids, I would see it anyhow. So yeah, I'll be there. I'll hold the popcorn.
Chad, you seem to express some a different opinion on that one.
Yeah, you got me pegged on that one. The it doesn't look all that much to me. My wife and daughter will probably go see it, but it's probably not something that I'm all that interested in.
Okay, we'll see if they end up dragging you to it. You might love it. Now, the following weekend, back to Hasbro again, and this one does tie into comic books. It's the second in the G.I. Joe series, G.I. Joe Retaliation. I'm looking forward to it just because I want to see what they do with Cobra and Cobra Commander. I think, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the instrumental in the early in the first movie as the early interpretation of Cobra Commander, and Arnold Vosloo as Destro. I thought he made a pretty good arms dealer. But they've done a lot of changing, apparently. Chad, you were telling me about some of the changes in this edition of the franchise. Tell our listeners more about what you've discovered.
Yeah, some of the synopsis I heard so far is they killed off the entire old cast, and they're just going to cover that in the first 20 minutes of the movie somehow, with the exception of, like, two of the main characters, which, you know, right away says to me, what are you doing that for? And then, of course, they decided to add in Bruce Willis and The Rock. You got me with Bruce Willis. Okay, I'll go see anything he's in, especially a Die Hard movie. But The Rock, I mean, come on, you're going to drag it down to Doom's level.
But, Ray Park, who people may or may not know, was Darth Maul and was also the Toad in the X-Men movies, is a martial arts expert and is Snake Eyes, again, in this movie. They could just make a movie and call it Snake Eyes versus Storm Shadow, and I'd go see it.
Because
I think Ray Park is great. What's that?
Probably sell a lot of tickets with that.
But, I'll go see it just because Ray Park is Snake Eyes, and I love his, you know, his work, his martial arts. And, of course, you know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn. Sheila will go see it because I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I did watch the trailer, and that it was intriguing, though I wasn't a big fan of the last G.I. Joe movie, to be honest. But, you know, you buy the popcorn, I'll sit next to you.
All right. So is Bruce Willis enough to outweigh the Rock factor for you, Chad? Will you go see it?
Oh, yeah. Bruce Willis is twice the man the Rock is. I mean, that doesn't offset that for me.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to make him do, but I guess it's supposed to be some general or something, but I'm in.
Okay. Well, July 3rd is probably is the next big true comic movie in The Amazing Spider-Man. And Andrew Garfield, who you may know from The Social Network, plays Peter Parker, and Emma Stone, Mary Jane Watson. I'll just be honest. I think Emma Stone's cute. I think she'll make a great Mary Jane Watson. I care less about Andrew Garfield, but I will go see the movie because of Spider-Man. What do you think, Chad?
Emma Watson, really? I have purposely gone out of my way to avoid
Not Emma Watson. I misspoke.
Okay.
Emma Stone, not Emma Watson.
Okay. So either way, you would have had me because I have purposely gone out of my way to avoid any information on this movie whatsoever because I'm a pretty huge Spider-Man fan, and I hope they can redeem the franchise, so I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, you say redeem as if the first trilogy ruined it.
The third one did, yeah.
You think?
Don't get me started on the whole Venom and Carnage storyline they could have went with. It was like four movies after that, but...
Well, yeah, there's a lot they could have done, but I think they did an all right job.
Well, it was, you know, the director's big middle finger to the company that wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do, and they forced him to put Venom in the movie. So, I mean, that's
okay,
kind of where
so
that
a little
went.
Tension there.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, screw it, I'll just kill him off. So that to me, you can't kill. I didn't like the casting on the third one, I with the exception of Sandman. Sandman blew me away. Didn't like the casting. I never liked Kirsten Dunst, but I loved the first two movies.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, opening weekend, I'll be there for Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, I'll definitely go see it, but I was unimpressed by the trailer. The whole first-person camera point of view, web-slinging around New York City, didn't really do much for me. You know, they could have said, hey, we're making another Spider-Man movie, and it would have been just as good as what they did. But, Sheila, how do you think about, what do you think about the new Spider-Man coming out?
Well, you know, when I first saw the trailer, I was so unimpressed and a little worried because I did like the first Spider-Man movie so much. It's like, oh, I don't know if I want to see this. I'm so afraid it'll disappoint me. Of course, I'm going to go see it because it's Spider-Man, and you know, I the poster's cool. There you go, like the poster.
Well, I don't
think. Like there's a lot of.
Go ahead.
Sorry, there doesn't seem like there's a lot of expectations anywhere in any industry whatsoever about that movie. So maybe it'll do well just on no expectations whatsoever.
Well, I have no idea who the villain is supposed to be, nor who's playing him, him or her.
The Lizard.
Dr. Connor. But,
yes, but they changed
I don't
Dr.
think
Connor.
Anybody can top Willem Dafoe as a Spider-Man villain, Green Goblin. Mechanical suit or not, Willem Dafoe was awesome.
True.
So it'll be interesting to see. Now, Dr. Connor played a part in the Edward Norton Hulk movie, as I recall.
Right, and you know, Dr. Connor's in all three Spider-Man films as well.
Right.
They're changing the casting, so it's going to be a different guy.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting to see. We can skip the July 5th release of Katy Perry's movie, because I could care less about that. And go all the way from July 3rd to July 20th, although we'll probably see Ice Age Continental Drift a week before that. July 20th is like, do you know how many days it is till July 20th, Jan?
No, but I definitely know it's definitely July 20th.
So The Dark Knight Rises, the third and final installment of Christopher Nolan's Batman franchise, July 20th. Bane, played by Thomas Hardy. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, playing a police officer named John Blake. That's really all we know about that character. Of course, Gary Oldman as Jim Gordon. Always, he's done a great job in that role. I think that was perfect casting. The new trailer just came out a couple days ago. IGN did a frame-by-frame analysis of it and all the things, well, the what-ifs and this and that, and Anne Hathaway as Catwoman. This movie's definitely, you know, I would have seen this regardless, but one of the interesting things that Chad pointed out to me, somebody had done a story about Christopher Nolan. What if Christopher Nolan told us what he was going to do before he actually did it? And Christopher Nolan was the director of The Prestige, the movie about the magicians with Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, as well as some others, Memento, Insomnia, and, of course, Inception, which is one of his biggest recent, aside from the Batman films. So this article purports that the first two movies were the first two components of a magic trick. And that this movie, you know, Dark Knight Rises, is Christopher Nolan's prestige. This is where everything gets turned on its ear and, you know, the final big act. And that was a great read. It'll be interesting to see if the parallels that they draw come to be. But you know something huge is going to happen. And it's just a matter of, can we wait till July 20th to see it? Chad, how do you think? I know you've become a Christopher Nolan, you know, I won't say junkie, but, you know, you've come to love his work.
Yeah, I've definitely named him as my favorite director since the Wachowski brothers and Matrix. I didn't realize that I was such a big fan of his until after he made Inception, and I was like, you know, that was a good movie, it was well written, let's go back and see who directed that. And then I saw all the stuff he directed before, and I'm like, I've been a fan of his for a decade. I didn't have I had no clue. Memento, I mean, I was great. Insomnia was great. I mean, all his stuff turned out to be mind-bogglingly good. And now to see some of the stuff that he's doing, I always kind of thought The Prestige was one of his weaker movies, and then when I read this article, I was like, you know, this all kind of makes a little bit of sense. What if it's all set up as you know, Batman Begins being the Pledge, and then Dark Knight, obviously the I forget what step two is,
the turn,
and it basically gives you something over the top, so incredibly amazing, and then step three, you just got misdirected and look what I just did. So I've always, for probably the past year, said it's going to be the Nightfall storyline because of all the foreshadowing and the trailers and whatnot. And I think that maybe now that's not the case. Maybe that's just going to be a midpoint in the movie, but we'll have to wait and see. Either way, I'll be there 10 days early if I can, but I doubt it. Always a huge Batman fan.
Now, Sheila, I know this is another one that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, this, you know, right after The Avengers, then it would be The Dark Knight Rises. You know, I'm a big Christian Bale fan. I'm a Chris Nolan fan. You know, Batman fan. Yeah, you can't go wrong. I absolutely, you know, this is one that I'll go see the midnight show.
Definitely. I'll probably see this more than once. Now, that rounds out July. August opens up, and we've just got about 3 minutes left, so we're going to touch on some of these real quick. Chad and I talked about this one, August 3, Total Recall, redone with Colin Farrell. I'm not a huge Colin Farrell fan, but I was a fan of Total Recall. I'll see this. Sheila?
I definitely would like to see Total Recall. You know, I like Colin Farrell all right. He's kind of hit and miss. I either really, really like him, or, you know, in a movie, or I just think he's terrible and should probably stick to those YouTube little treats that he gives us, so... But I'll see it.
What about you, Jen?
I will see it, but not for Colin Farrell. You know, I hate the guy, but I definitely want to see the movie remade. It'll be awesome.
Well, didn't you tell me Kate Beckinsale's in that as well?
That's true. That's all the more reason to go. And Jessica Biel, yes.
All right.
Two of them in there.
And then
yeah.
2 weeks later, August 17th, The Expendables 2. I have to bring this up because the trailer just came out. I didn't realize until I saw this trailer. I knew they had Jean-Claude Van Damme in this one in addition to everybody else they already had. I knew Arnold Schwarzenegger played a bigger role. He actually gets to tote a gun. But Chuck Norris is like the icing on the cake. And I know, you know, people either love him or hate him. I have one who loves Chuck Norris. I can't wait to see Expendables 2. Sheila?
I would see it for Chuck alone. I mean, I'm a big Chuck Norris fan, and I like the first movie. It, you know what? It's not meant to be anything but entertainment, and it was that.
Chad?
The first one, amazing. You want to add even more 80s blockbuster stuff to it? I'm there.
All right. Well, we just got about a minute left. That rounds out all the way up to Labor Day as far as good sci-fi movies. I just want to touch on real quick. September 21st, Dread, starring Carl Urban, you know as Bones from the Star Trek redo. Chad, I know you and I talked about this last night. What do you think?
I'm also a huge Trek fan, a little uneasy about Bones doing it, but hey, if he can pull that off as well as he did Bones, I'll be there anyway. That's because I still love Dread.
Well, we happen to be, I think, the only two people who liked the original Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone was great. How
I thought it was great, too. But that'll be interesting to see. And, of course, we'll get back together and do a wrap-up and talk about the fall releases, because there's a lot of stuff through Christmas that people want to see. But thank you, everybody, for joining us on Behind the Mask. Chad, Sheila, thanks for joining me again.
Absolutely.
And thanks to all the listeners for listening in. Don't forget to check out the blog, and you can get the podcast when... about an hour after the show ends. Thank you and have a great night.